freedom. Ooh, freedom. Ooh, freedom. Over me. Over me. Welcome to the Hume Hut Podcast. I'm your host, Lady Norma, also known as Norma Carey. I'm podcasting via Spotify for Podcasters, also formerly known as Anchor.fm. My projects, Human Hub and the Human Hub Podcast, promote human well-being. Human well-being means that, among other things, human beings have the basic means of physical survival on planet Earth: clean air, clean water, nutritious food, restful sleep, shelter, utilities, and clothing, all at the same time. And that human beings truly thrive and enjoy life here. Also, Human Hub and Human Hub Podcast acknowledge that human beings are energy or spirit beings having physical experiences here on planet Earth, and keep this concept at the forefront of discussions. The Human Hub theme song is entitled "O Freedom" and is an African-American spiritual sung by me, Lady Norma. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024, and Human Hub Podcast is focusing on human sovereignty. First, for the sake of clarity, I'm going to spend a little time on a couple definitions. When I checked Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, sovereignty is defined as a noun meaning, one, the state or quality of being sovereign, of being above or superior to all others, of being chief, greatest, supreme. I also checked the definition of the term human being. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary defines the word being as, a creature that lives or exists or is assumed to do so, as a human being, a divine being. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary defines the adjective human as, one, of or characteristic of a person or persons, such as people have. Two, having the form or nature of a person. That is, a person consisting of people. And three, having or showing the qualities characteristic of people. Then I looked in Black's Law Dictionary, 11th edition, and it doesn't have a definition for human. It does have a definition for the word person. It defines person as, quote, a human being, unquote. At this point, I went back to Webster's and looked up the word person. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary defines person as, one, an individual human being, especially as distinguished from a thing or lower animal, an individual man, woman, or child. Now, basically, what I have found out is that a human being is defined as a person, and a person is defined as a human being. The dictionaries did not provide defining characteristics or qualities that distinguish human beings from other creatures. While I do agree with the above definitions concerning the term human being, I seek greater clarity. I add to the definition of the term human being that a human being is an energy or spirit being having a physical experience on planet Earth, Gaia, using bipedal bioelectromagnetic bodies made of earthly materials. I acknowledge that there was a hominid species on planet Earth approximately 200,000 years ago, and that beings from several other planets interbred with the native Earth hominid species to produce the hybrids that we know as human beings today. Now, you know, there may be some human beings purebred of the native Earth hominid species who reside on the planet currently, but they are hard to find if they do exist. Most of us, most human beings, are mixed with Pleiadians or Sirians or Lyrans or Arcturians or Andromedans or something else or a combination. We're all still human beings, though, the same way Native Americans, African Americans, Chinese Americans, Irish Americans, and Mexican Americans are all Americans. To be clear, when I speak of human beings, I mean the entire group of beings who are descended from the Earth's 200,000-year-old native hominid species, whether they're purebred or hybrid. So, now that's our basic definitions of, you know, human beings. Now let's take a look at the term human sovereignty. Human sovereignty is the state in which the decision, the will, and or the intention of human beings is supreme in our lives. There are at least two types of human sovereignty. One is the sovereignty that an individual human being has over one's own being, over oneself. And the other is the sovereignty that human beings collectively can exercise over our communities, our local, regional, and national governments, and our home planet. Human sovereignty does not include disrespect, bullying, or enslaving other human beings. It is an expression of the love of which we are made. You know, just to be, you know, clear about that. You know, we had already noticed that sovereignty, you know, is the state or quality of being sovereign, of being above or superior to all others, of being chief, greatest, and supreme. It does not include rudeness and being disrespectful. And that's a different concept entirely. Now, human beings, each and every one of us, is on planet Earth by the force of, as an extension of love, by whatever name. We call it God, Allah, Source, Great Spirit, Creator, Infinite Intelligence, all that is. We are of love, not of any other human being or artificial construct. Our authority proceeds from who we are as energy spirit beings that are integral parts of the universal energy spirit that is love and that we call by one of the various names. In this free will universe, no other human being, no thing constructed by a human being, no artificial person, artificial intelligence, nor creature from anywhere else in the universe has any ability or authority to change what we human beings are at our core. Human beings are sovereign over our own beings. Our will in our own lives is superior to the will of all others. I think it is important to establish this here on planet Earth at this time so that those who wish to oppress and control understand that planet Earth is a place where each and every human being's personal sovereignty is acknowledged and respected, and the sovereignty of human beings collectively is acknowledged and heeded. The only way for a human being to be dissociated from its sovereignty is for one to give one's sovereignty away. This is usually done as a step-by-step process. In some cases, trickery is part of the process. In a lot of cases, the human being doesn't know that one has sovereignty over one's being, and a parent or authority figure takes over sovereignty of the human being's life by default. Very often, from early childhood, one is made to feel that one must follow the instructions of some other human being, such as one's parents. While there are good reasons for this to be done early in life, you know, things like, you know, a young child needs to be guided away from busy traffic or guided away from putting its hand on a hot stove, things like that. So there are good reasons why in early childhood this is the case. This is designed to be temporary, though. Once a child is, you know, 5 to 7 years old, it has enough life experience so that it can begin to be more sovereign over its own being and can begin to be held responsible for its own decisions and actions. If one's society does not offer clear rites of passage, one may maintain this habit of following someone else's instructions until adulthood or until one's transition to non-physical. It is useful to note that if one determines that one has given one's sovereignty away, one can reclaim it by being aware of the situation, thanking the parent, authority figure, or trickster for their service, and stating firmly to oneself and the universe that one is indeed reclaiming one's sovereignty over one's life at the now moment. The parent, authority figure, or trickster may have gotten used to one doing its will, so one may have to be very firm when another person's involved in this reclaiming process. Keep in mind that these other beings are sovereign beings over their own lives and have the option of doing their own will and doing their own work. Also note that the other beings are not alone. The same infinite universal force that takes care of one person takes care of all other beings. Now, collectively, human beings can reclaim our sovereignty also. In fact, I, Lady Norma, and my Project Human Hub strongly encourage human beings to claim Earth Gaia as our own, to understand that we belong to this planet and this planet belongs to us. However, for any collective to do something as a collective, more than 50% of the members of the collective have to be on the same page. In this case, more than 50% of the human beings on planet Earth would have to agree that we now consciously, deliberately claim Earth Gaia as our property and our home. And then the collective of human beings has to very firmly inform any other beings who are acting independently or in groups on our planet that the narrative has changed, that as energetically, spiritually grown-up beings, we human beings are keeping our own counsel, that we human beings only take instructions from our own wisest inner truths, and that we are now taking up the reins of our own lives. And if our services or resources are needed, a fair, equal energy exchange must be provided. Human beings no longer are the unpaid actors in other creatures' narratives. We no longer work from a fear mentality. As a general policy, human beings do not work for free. Volunteer work must be expressly agreed to by all parties involved and documented in some way. This is a free will universe, and now human beings live freely. Obviously, human beings collectively claiming our sovereignty has its challenges. But who better to take this on than we human beings? We do this, or we continue to do the bidding of those who wish to control. Freedom or slavery, it's up to us. As I close this podcast, I note on April 1st, 2024, that there are many war zones on planet Earth right now. And most prominent in the news is Israel's continued attack on Palestine and its widening attacks on Lebanon and Syria, whereby Israel has killed over 33,000 human beings. Concerning Israel itself, remember that people who are hurting hurt other people. While this is not an excuse for Israel's killing thousands of people, at the same time, I don't think that there was a true heart healing for the people rescued from the concentration camps and ultimately sent to live in Palestine as settlers for the newly created country of Israel, developed by Germany, the United States of America, Great Britain, and a couple other countries active in World War II. The memories, the feelings, the spirit of the concentration camps never died, and now Holocaust survivors and their descendants have recreated a concentration camp in Rafah, Palestine. Human Hub looks at life here on Earth from the perspective of overall human well-being and acknowledges that all human beings are love at our cores. At this point, Human Hub and I, Lady Norma, send love in the form of understanding and healing to all Israelis, especially those in positions of power and those in Israel's military. Understanding why one might be hurting, understanding life-affirming ways to release hurt, understanding that external forces, people, and things cannot change internal hurts. Understanding that if one intends to hold a group in a ditch, one must get in the ditch oneself in order to hold it there. Understanding that it is necessary to deliberately schedule time to heal. Understanding that healing is good for Israel, for Israelis, and for anyone in striking distance, such as neighbors. To the courageous human beings who are Palestinians, I send love. Love in the form of clean air, clean water, restful sleep, nutritious food, shelter, utilities, and clothing. Love in the form of heart rest and comfort. Love in the form of manna from heaven as aid and supplies are on their way. Love in the form of safety and security. Love in the form of solace for grieving hearts. And love in the form of gratitude that human beings the world over are aware of the degree to which human populations want one thing, such as an immediate, permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine, and their governments are delivering something else in their name while using their money and resources. And to be clear, I, Lady Norma, do call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. I send angels to protect and keep Palestine and help it find peace and joy. For Israel and Palestine, healing is needed at every level. Full, complete healing. We human beings send love. It is love that actually changes hearts and minds so that our world is the peaceful place that most human beings prefer. Now, human sovereignty is the state in which the decision, the will, and or the intention of human beings is supreme in our lives. Wise human beings also know that our lives are much more joyful when our intentions are aligned with the love at the core of our beings. So as human beings who are growing up as a species, we align with the love that we call God, Creator, or other names. We acknowledge our sovereignty, and we insist that other beings acknowledge it as well. We remind ourselves and others that we are free will beings living in a free will universe, experiencing freedom in our daily lives. We thank the source of all life. Lady Norma, I'm a unionized part-time warehouse worker, and typically I work 5 days per week. Again, I ask that my audience gracefully bear with me. I ask that my audience gracefully bears with me as I integrate podcasting into my daily life. I keep the audience informed as I develop a podcasting schedule. Right now, it's looking like bi-weekly podcasts. I am also the webmaster, and I'm pedaling as fast as I can to update and coordinate my internet presence. So far, I'm on X as Lady Norma 22. My Cash App is $GoldNorm. My website on WebStarts is still under construction. My ebook, Earth Through Human Eyes, whose number is B0CRCD86F3, is available via Amazon and is on Kindle. This podcast is available via Spotify for podcasters. And I have found that it is easiest sometimes to just put in anchor.fm/lady-norma. That seems to work if you want to access the podcast. Directly supporting this podcast via Cash App is strongly encouraged, because as of March 25th, 2024, my hours at my job have been cut due to, quote, technological advancements, unquote. So if one wants to contact me directly, please DM me via X. Okay, and like I say, X, I'm Lady Norma 22. I can taking some direct messages and such. It has been my pleasure to serve you today. I'm Lady Norma, your host of this Human Hub podcast. Please share this podcast if it speaks to you. Let's focus on what is wanted. Love still reigns supreme. So in the end, all is well. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Over me. And before I'd be asleep, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.